I hear that speculation. I fear there might be substance to it, which is a very bad day for tourism and a very bad day for common sense. As I see it, the backdrop to all of this, overall, look, Ireland is doing incredibly well in tourism. It's doing very good in tourism numbers and in revenues. But I would hasten to add very quickly that that phenomenal growth is very inequitable, and it's very inequitable in where it's happening and also when it's happening. Obviously, we all know that Dublin is creaking. There are big capacity issues. It's not cheap to get a hotel in Dublin. And some of the other hotspots, you know, the Kilkenny's, Galway's, Killarney's and so on, they're not far behind us. But when you get outside of those tourism hotspots on the traditional areas, you know, it's a very, very different story. Growth is certainly very, very modest, if there's any at all. And particularly up here, say, in the Ocean FM and that catchment area, you know, we really, really are very, very early stages recovery still. I mean, overseas visitors into Northwest last year is actually down, and this year is probably going to be the same. It's not a subsidised race, really. It's only realigned us with our European counterparts, with whom we compete, incidentally. 9% is the correct rate for VAT, and we've no issue with that. It's not a subsidy. It's, you know, some people think it was a grant. It wasn't at a cost to government. It wasn't even cost neutral. It was cost positive revenue. Inward revenue to the government coffers was a lot greater as a result of it. They've collected a lot more money, albeit at a lower rate.
And finally, Joe, there's various speculation if there is an increase, what it is going to rise to would be an absolute disaster, many would say, if it was to go back up to the 13.5%, which was there prior to the recession. If that is the case and there is a rise, what will the knock-on effects be? There will obviously be fears that in certain cases there may be price rises to the consumers, and could local jobs be at risk?
If it goes back, I sense it and fear it will go back to 13.5, and it will be across the board. I mean, there are EU regulations that preclude, you know, the sort of geographic rates that can vary and so on. To answer your question, will there be implications? There will inevitably. You know, in the cities in Dublin, I think straight away all that will happen is it's going to drive prices on further because the consumer will be added, just reflecting a rate increase. In this part of the world, not that simple, because first of all, the market is so relatively weak that it mightn't the consumer it might be possible to pass that on. The supplier may have to absorb that. That in turn then is going to affect his viability, his profitability, his ability to reinvest. It will slow down any potential growth. It will remain flat, if not in reverse. Possibly, unfortunately, some job losses indeed, yeah.